HGX Mobile. KB2HXS. Patrick, what's going on?
Happy Thursday. How about you?
Yeah, pretty much, yep. I have to agree.
It's a morning out here, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm not even wearing a jacket today.
Not yet.
The mornings, you know, I had a light jacket on, and then, you know, by 9, 10 o'clock, I was coming out of it because it was just a little too warm.
For that. There's a couple mornings that have been cool up around the house, but I'm not out there long enough to where I'm going to freeze to death or anything, so I don't worry too much about it.
So did you, the other fellow that was on yesterday, I forget his name now, good Lord. Well, we were busting your chops pretty good when you got off the air.
The dude.
I think that was his name, yeah. He was saying something to the effect that he wanted to buy some Snap-on tools from you or something, I don't know.
Dude, now I heard it to both of you. I was still listening.
We had a little fun on your account.
What comes around goes around.
I fully expected. That's no problem. But yeah, I got a little bit of running around to do. I'll hopefully be done around 2 or 3 in the afternoon today. Gosh, I've been going, repairing stuff. You know, the unfortunate thing is when the power started coming back on, it took out a lot of control boards. And just, you know, things are a little fragile when it comes to power. So I've got 2 to replace today. And then I possibly have to go to Spartanburg this afternoon. I got to see.
Seeing how sensitive those electronics are to those voltage spikes on all this computer-controlled stuff. I took them, turned all of my stuff off, the main breaker, right on the generator until I seen the street light come on, and then I shut everything down and brought it back on little by little.
Exactly, but sometimes, you know, when the units are a little bit older, they don't take a whole lot of abuse at all. You know, there's little IC chips in there, like the timing circuits and little relays and stuff. You know, it just takes them out.
That's for sure. Like I said, they don't like those voltage spikes, and then especially the on and off real quick. They really don't like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why, you know, a lot of the manufacturers now, they require, which I don't know how good it does, but they require a surge protector at the units. You know, especially, you know, the newer stuff that is very sensitive. You know, to not void the warranty, you have to install one of those little surge protectors that go in the side of the you know, where the disconnect is or a power switch or whatever.
Just in there to protect their equipment, and can't blame them for that.
You know, heck yeah. I mean, I agree with it. You know, I have to do what I have to do, you know, according to the manufacturer's specs, you know. This way, if something comes around and if something gets blown out, they want to see a picture of the surge protector that's installed. This way, they have to cover it.
And it's probably a good idea on about everything. I know all my sensitive electronics, that's what I've got them on.
All my stuff at the house has a little surge protector power strips and stuff. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
On the tool truck where the generator's on and off and stuff like that, I got them on it, on the computer and that kind of stuff.
All generator on there.
And got a little 7,500 watt Onan commercial quiet generator.
Wow, 7,500, holy cow. Wow, that's a big one for that thing.
2 ACs up there on the roof. They kind of draw quite a bit when they come on.
Yeah, okay, I get that. Yeah, I got a 6,500 for the house, and it did really well for what we did during the storm. You know, it ran everything I wanted to run.
Speaking of people did really well with the generators. The only problem is gas. They had a problem getting gas for them. That's why I like the bi-fuel or tri-fuel generators where they'll run on propane, natural gas, or gasoline. That way you got options.
I want to look into, somebody told me, I have a Generac. It's a 6500 Generac. It's a couple of years old, but I think we bought it like 4 or 5 years ago, and we had it before we moved up here. And somebody told me that there is some kind of conversion kit that I can put on there, but it'll run on either gas or natural gas, propane, whatever, because I have natural gas at the house. Now, the only thing is, you know, it's natural. If we lose the natural gas, then if I don't have gasoline, I'm kind of up a creek.
And that's what I've tried to tell everybody. I said there's no 100% on any one of them. That's why it's better to have options.
Yeah, well, I was pretty fortunate. I had a little forethought to go out and fill up all my gas cans a couple of days before the storm hit. I had like 20 gallons of gas, and I didn't run a generator 24/7. I ran it, you know, a couple hours. I run it in the morning to cool everything down and, you know, make my coffee and stuff. And then we shut it down about midday for a few hours, and we put it back on again in the evening when we get ready to cook and let it run till about 9 o'clock, and then we shut it down for the night. And then the refrigerator did fine.
Here, I run mine for a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours at night. And while I was doing that, I was charging up a battery bank. I've got one of the Anchor battery backup systems that I use there at the house. And it'll run the TV, a couple other little appliances, a coffee pot, light, you know, that kind of thing. And wife and I'd sit there in the evening, everything, cut everything off, and we'd watch TV and stuff off of that, because it was just a matter of moving one plug from the wall to that box, and there you go. So it wasn't that complicated, and it made things really nice.
Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. And that's made by Anchor, huh? Did you get that on Amazon?
They have several different options. Jackery makes some, Anchor makes some, Blue Yeti, EcoFlow. So I just found a really good deal on the Anchor one when they put them on sale, so that's what I ended up with, and I like Anchor products. They seem to be real reliable. Had good service out of that kind of stuff, and I went with them. Really, that was the first test of it, and it worked out great.
TR.
B2A checks us.
I said TR. Morning, Dave. Morning, Patrick. And is it okay to stop by tonight, Patrick? I might suggest to you two technicians that you put a whole house surge suppressor in your panel box. They're just... You just snap them in there in a double pole breaker place and take the neutral wire over to the neutral bar and you're done. And it protects your whole house. You don't have to have all those power strips. They don't hurt anything. I'd leave them on it. But that whole house lightning protector motor, they was less than $100. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'll have to look into that, but... vaguely remember hearing about them, but, you know, kind of just passed it off and didn't think about it, but I appreciate you bringing that back to my attention.
Let's see if I got it. KB2HX says mobile. I've known about them. I just, you know, just haven't done it, I guess. Just been, looking at other things. So anyway, gentlemen, I'm going to duck out here. I got to make a quick stop here at the bank, and I got to take care of a couple things, and then I'm going to be on my way. So, gentlemen, pick it up, Mr. TR. I didn't hear TR. I just heard I heard you talk in there, Tom, so I apologize about that. N0 TR in the group, KB2HXS.
Give you this time, Dave. No, they have them at Lowe's and Home Depot. I got mine from Home Depot. You just have to know the name of your breaker box, square D, color hammer, whatever it might be. And I think all they are, without any doubt, is a great big MOV, but they just snap in like a double pole breaker, and you're good to go. You do have to run the white wire coming out of it over to the neutral.
Look into that. Gentlemen, I got to go. Talk to you later. KB2 Air Check.
Have a good day, Dave.
Hey, and Tom, about this afternoon, I'll have to be real quick when I come through. Tonight's the T-Bark Club meeting that they're wanting me to be at, so I'm going to try to get up there for it. So I'll be running in and out.
That's no problem at all. Just pick your eggs up and haul you know what. That's fine, Patrick. I know you have to do that once a month.
I try to make it up there when I can. Sometimes I can't, but I try to. I need to get down to one of the Greenville Club meetings. I hadn't been in a while. Mondays, that first Monday of the month just wasn't working. So I'm hopefully now got my schedule moved around to where I can make it. So we'll see with that. But, Tom, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out of here. You and Miss Bernice, if I don't see you or talk to you before this afternoon, I hope you have a good day and enjoy the beautiful weather we have. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. And thanks for the information. 7-3.
You're welcome. I can show you mine, too, Patrick. And when you think about it, I'd like to know how Perry's getting along. I don't hear from Chad. And we do care about him. Take care, Patrick. KO4HKX and 0TR.